Let's discuss on page Kuf Lamites. Kuf Lamites. Let's start from the last. Just a few more things with regard to microphones, technology, things. A lot of these things are outdated, but let's just review some of the things anyway. The first paragraph, the first Kuf Lamites in the She'arim Mitzuyanim Halacha. The first paragraph. Yayin B'Sefer Tzlach HaChodosh. I don't know who the Sefer is. He quotes the name of the Tshuvas Shevi Sham Tshuvas Rav Nosa Agoin Harav Agoin Merenu Harav Rav Nosa Levin Meraisha. The Hesik Sham Al Derech Chisantoi Habes Hizak. He disagrees with his father-in-law. Never disagree with your father-in-law. But he disagrees with his father-in-law. He disagrees with his father-in-law. Let's see. The Hesik Sham Al Derech Chisantoi Habes Hizak Vehele Vehele Dekech Electrikish Loyucha Lirois Lelishum Lishmaya. This concept, it was such a mystery when electricity first came, was invented. A lot of the Gedolei's show were mystified.
It was a mystery.
What is this? How does this work? Is it Aish? What's going on? And they were mystified. And how do we deal with it with regard to Shabbos? So he says that electric, Shlo Yuchal Liros, you can't see it, it's invisible. V'lo Lishma, you can't hear it. V'eina Misug. It's not from the category le'echad mechamesh eschushim. It's not one of the five senses. There's no smell. Doesn't feel any. You don't feel anything. There's nothing there. So he holds mimeil. He has a yisoid ein b'mishumo. Whatever you do with electricity, you cannot tell me that it's part of the toilada of the category called moilit. We know that on Shabbos you can't make ice cubes. L'chatchila. I shouldn't say that. There are different opinions in that. Moilit. You're not allowed to create something new on Shabbos. The gamim. So therefore, like anything that you can create out of electricity cannot be in the category of moilit, because in order for there to be moilit, you must be dealing with choymer. You must be dealing with matter that you can at least touch, sense, smell, see, or hear. There's nothing here in electricity. So how can electricity possibly involve the malacha and malacha of moilid? So okay, what about hashmas kol? We discussed already five times. The gamim mishum hashmas kol, the prohibition of music, of creating music on Shabbos, it replicates the sound of a human being. If you talk on one end of the telephone and your voice comes out 100 miles away, it's a sound of a human voice. The sound of a human voice is not a song. It's not a musical instrument. It's no different. It's just regular sound. Ve'en gamim mishum hashmas kol mishum lechu derech hapeh. I'm speaking, and the sound that I speak here comes out of the other end exactly the way it came out in the beginning. Beloved Maisa, and I'm not doing any Maisa, I'm just talking with regard to a telephone. The only thing you can possibly be doing is maybe you press a button. So you're pressing a button, you're causing the light to go on, and you're causing something to get hot, or you're causing, what I don't know, you're causing a circuit to complete. Therefore, just don't press the buttons. Let a guy make the original connection. Let the guy go and dial the number and connect you to your destination. Turn on the machine, and then you can talk on the microphone, you can talk on one of the telephone. He should press the button. And certainly, when you're dealing with a great loss, when you have to call up a stockbroker on Yom Tov and tell him, I was in shul, it was during an Asana Toikef, and I happened to overhear that the stock market is crashing, so please sell. Please sell right away.
He's an E2, right?
In all probability, who else? And therefore, Rak in Make, Mokum Hefson, he holds it in Make. Obviously, there are more details. I really don't know. This has been probably more than 100 years ago that he's discussing the Shiloh, what he's discussing, and everything has changed dramatically since that point of time. Whatever the situation is, he holds this ground to be lenient. Rock, he says, I'm not going to be mater, because the rule of thumb, never ever argue with your the second most important rule. The second most important rule is never argue with your father-in-law. The first most important rule is never argue with your mother-in-law. So rak la'acha she'yotza. What?
She controls the first
rule. Rak la'acha she'yotza mipi choisanti. I heard recently one of my relatives, not going to tell you who, one of my relatives was babysitting for one of my cousins, and the boy is about, how old could he possibly be, 4 years old, and he says to the babysitter, who is another relative of mine, he says, even though my father is taller than my mother, but my mother is in charge. So the babysitter says, in charge of what? So he looks at her like she's crazy. In charge of the family. The ain kanis rak na lekhim to lema lo nakhu shu yak yak na wan ma waknas mu ba khay mak mat rak la la akha la sher shiyatsa. I think it's la akha we have shi la lu shiyatsa bi khay santi hadis yitzchak le eretz la hater. I'm not going to be mad if my father will say that it's also the ze borer ki im shal echad al yidei telephone be shabbes. If someone else asked or someone else a question to a telephone on shabbes mutla shiva ki ain Isser Hashmos Kol Adkan Lashani, that if you were, a message was sent to you through a telephone, I don't know exactly what the case is. Someone already called and they're on the other line and they're asking you a question and you want to give a response. So since you mamish doing nothing, someone else is asking you the questions, you're allowed to respond something along those lines. The ayin b'shut sharidash and ishal imbe'is hischadshus a telephone. He was asked there concerning when the telephone came into existence. Something that's very bizarre. The heishiv shleimot v'shem is sebezeh. He asked him, "Are you allowed to talk on the telephone on Shabbos?" He says, "Yeah, why not? There's nothing wrong." As far as Hashmos call and Asiyas Klishir, you're making a musical instrument. I don't know exactly what he refers to in this context, but it's what he says. Ein kam, there's nothing wrong. Mishum shloim nispashet hadavar ve'ein mishtamshin boy rak yechidei skula ayin sham tamo. Only select individuals have a telephone. Who has a telephone? No one. You got to be a millionaire to have a telephone. You have access. So therefore, there's nothing to worry about. Okay, times have changed. Everyone today has a cell phone. Forget about a telephone.
Israel, the telephone was like
in the candy store.
Well, everyone has a cell phone.
What do you use in Israel?
No one had a telephone. Who had a telephone? Right, who had a telephone? No idea. Right.
So, but when you dialed the number, and you didn't know where you were going to land up.
Nobody had a
telephone. Avol Shom Mitzuyah Mechoynes HaTelephone. There he describes that tshuva, in the tshuva called Sharei Shari Deya, he describes the machine, the mechunas a telephone, shekoyach hadibur nizrak l'merocha gdeya koyach, and I don't know, a magnet. So I don't know what he's talking about. There was some misunderstanding in how it worked. He thought that it was all only through magnets. V'loy mimaisa koyach. What?
First thing is
it's magnetic. Yeah.
Magnetic, and that's what turns
the voice that's what makes it speak. Okay, he talks about it's koyach which there's no iser at all. The loy mimase koyach ho electricity. Without electricity, but if you're dealing with electricity, obviously, then you have to. There are other issues which come into play, and that has to be discussed differently. The ayin b'shut yad yitzchak shnishal gam kini mutul l'daber al ideya telephone divrei Torah. And the shidduch habonos, kei pikuach nefesh, to be oisik in shidduchim on Shabbos. The heishiv the bizman hazeh sheyesh pirtzos rabbis. This is the yisodir of Moshe. Very much was very much into. They went to extreme measures. The people who came to America and after the war, they discovered, even before the war, they discovered incredible ignorance in regard to Kedusha Shabbos, and they went to extreme measures to fortify Kedusha Shabbos. If they would have come to America when it was Shabbos, Baruch Hashem, and said what it is today, it's not likely they would have been so machmir in many areas of Shabbos. But the times were different, and the needs were to go to an extreme in order to mechazik Shabbos. He says here beferish, the bizman hazeh sheyesh pirtzoy Shabbos bechil Shabbos kodesh rori lahachmir v'leser chmashakosav ha. I'm not sure who this is. The Hashmas Kol Afil B'Moka Mitzvah Osir Ayin Sham, he says the Hashmas Kol causing some noise to sound even B'Moka Mitzvah Osir Ayin Sham. The Ayin B'Shut Atzeh HaLevon and Shepasak Sham L'Issa Mishum Hashmas Kol. He holds that you're not allowed to talk on the telephone because the telephone is Hashmas Kol. He holds that it's no worse than playing a musical instrument. The ZKH Shenizrok in Imenu, and there are sparks. He's obviously dealing with a very old telephone that has sparks. Machmas Hilonas Zedem Hole. Electrical current, you're causing sparks to flow. The ayin b'shut mishmati, I guess that refers to esh, sparks, according to one opinion, even though it's davar shebe mamash, discussed this, it's not esh, is esh, whatever he says, but he doesn't act the fact that there are sparks flowing somewhere. The ayin b'shut mishmati uzil, shagamkein helul Israel, and also it's also the ayin b'sefer achadosh, sharich b'zeb helul hatir, it's mutter, the ayin b'sefer yushas pleita, kosav sham shuba midididi, hagoin, bareinu horav, nete shloimoi, Shalissel, Dumitz, Mimunkach, hey, whoever this, you know this is?
Hear of him?
The Bitzarach Gadol.
Cousin by marriage.
Your cousin by marriage?
Yeah.
The Bitzarach Gadol, Vamoka Mitzvah, Yochel Hamoire, Limtsoi Ezehete, Bedas Torah, Rak Shein Lahate, Miblis Shalis Chachm, Lufin, Vazman. That Tegel, we always said this, technically, there are a lot of things that you would be shocked out of your mind that really Mutamikar Hadin. It's just that. Just that it's not Shabbistic, and it's Mimela, we knowing that it's Osir, but when push comes to shove, there's an emergency, then in a Chanami, you have to know the letter of the law when you can make use of leniencies in Halacha. Ayin Shavinei, a telephone Shabbos Manenu, so over here right away, Rabbi Braun, he concludes that the telephone Shabbos Manenu, Shekishim Etzaltzalim, Omavakshim Hamisper, Nidlak Ali Dei Zen Ner Chashmal, he says already in his time, 50 years ago, technology has changed quite a bit, and already the light, there are lights that go on, electricity is running.
Lights up.
Well, that's certainly on the ones.
Went to the switchboard.
An office phone. Yeah,
a light.
The line that's ringing. Lights.
They didn't have. You didn't have dials on the phones. You picked up the phone. A light went on at the switchboard at the central office.
Yeah.
She stuck in a plug into it.
To connect it.
Want to speak phone?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Remember, I'm not around a switchboard like that.
So obviously he's saying technology has changed quite a bit. Okay, so we discussed this. Okay, so the bottom line is, these are very interesting shilas when it comes to talking on a telephone on Shabbos, when it comes to using a microphone. There are definitely mahalchim in where it can be mutter, especially when you're not causing any lights to go on or the current already is flowing. And like we mentioned that years ago the microphone was something which was very common in Orthodox shuls. It was frowned upon by the Gedolei Yisrael, but it was not technically usher according to many Paiskim, and that's why many people were allowed to continue to officiate, to serve as Rabbonim and Chazonim in shuls that had microphones. Today, Baruch Hashem, it's not done, but it's again always important to know exactly the letter of the law.
Conservative rabbis, they use that as the head.
They use the technically it's mutter. Look, they even talk about the old, all the different piske halacha of the conservative movement. Even driving, they driving a car. Driving a car on Shabbos, is that a malacha deraisa or derabbanan? What exactly is the iser of driving a car?
Combustion.
There are people that struggle very much to try to say that it's not also deraisa.
Wow.
Driving
is
a car.
Where you're putting fuel or whatever.
Right, or hitzar, dry like a bicycle. You're not supposed to use a bicycle, you go outside of the tchum. But let's focus on the isser deraisa. Lamai nafkamina, are you allowed lechatchila? If it's only an isser derabban, if you can go and you can prove that driving a car is not an isser deraisa, let's say you can really, there are places that work very hard with these issues of all the various possibilities, things that you're doing when you're driving a car. But if you can find a room in halacha that it's not an isser deraisa, what's the very big nafkamina? And mi'ul yakam becomes mutter. So you're allowed to go on a bus. You can have this with conservative one. They wanted to have, that's what the religion wanted to do. They wanted to have bus service. Bus should make its rounds to pick up people to go to shul, to go to the temple on Shabbos. That was what they wanted to do. So are you allowed?
Century City.
They still have it. And this. So how you want to do? It's a mirul yakum. So how could they get away with it? Well, is driving a bus really nisa deraisa? If you can tell me that it's not nisa deraisa, so now we'll have a goy. We'll lichatchila arrange for a goy to drive the bus to bring the table. So then it becomes mutter. It's the tzarech mitzah. A guy is doing it. A guy is a shvus to shvus. You're telling a guy to a malacha drabanan, l'tzarech mitzah, when otherwise people are not going to be able to go to shul in these rural areas where everything is far, so there's room to be nekel. But if you're going to tell me that driving a car in Shabbos is a malacha deraisa, then there's no heter. Amir liakum, it's not a shvus to shvus. It's a single isser. Who says you're allowed to do it? That is why it's always important to know really the makar of every halacha.
The whole problem driving the car
yeah,
is putting your foot on the brake. Because you put in a lights come on in the back, your brake lights. So you should disconnect your brake lights.
So they can make grumma lights for that. They can make grumma. Somet Institute can solve. So you can have the Somet, the lights. Electrical circuits, they are taking. Okay, I don't know. This is, look, electric scooters. This is a very big issue in halacha. The electric scooters, people who are not able to get around. So it's a very big thing. What? They probably could. It's probably more complicated because of all the regulation with like the brake lights and all probably a lot of government regulations that
you don't have brake lights.
What?
Close accident.
The catalyst converter might be really
still eight. Don't let the government know exactly what you're doing. Still eight in the Khanami. You're right, 100%. I have no doubt they can do it. Yeah, no, that's right. They go brake lights. But this is a very big issue. You once showed me articles about the scooters, the electrical scooters. It's definitely something that is an option for many people.
Have a big sign that says it's a
Shabbos scooter.
Marisayan. They have
in America also. Yeah, they're very expensive.
Yeah. In sidewalks, if you have it
set for. It's an escalator. It's an elevator. That's the elevator Shiloh.
Century Village on Shabbos.
It's no different than an escalator or going in Boston on the T, on the what's called the T. Yeah. This is an old child. You don't have the T. So there are rabbanim in Boston, Orthodox rabbanim in Boston, that allow mispalim to travel on the T on Shabbos.
What is the T exactly?
It's basically the metro, the subway, Charlie. The only thing is, with the metro card and with the things have changed obviously, and they have an arrangement with Shema Shabbos. Boston is not, if you go in Boston, it's not like New York City. It's much. It's like a fraction.
It's like downtown Brooklyn. The whole Boston is downtown Brooklyn.
It's very small. The whole metro. Like go to New York City, you know, and the subway. It's overwhelming. There is like a shtetl. It's not. You have a relationship with the guy in the toll booth who let you go on for free. It's a whole different amcha. You ever go on the bus? I used to always go on the bus. There are certain African Americans, when there was an African American driver, they would basically say to the driver, amcha. and they go on for free.
Wait, in Boston?
Here!
Yeah.
In New York City.
You don't know about the issue of Boston.
No, I didn't say that. I say if I am going in front of me, there is an African American going on the bus, and there's an African American driver. Mm-hmm. Not all the time did the passenger, was he required to pay a fare.
Right.
I've seen this many times. There was an understanding between the driver and the passenger. Okay, we're brothers, right? We're brothers. Okay, so that's what goes on in New York City. You can be certain that you can make an arrangement with the people in this little kleine shtetl that there was an arrangement that you pay in advance, or you pay after Shabbos, whatever it is. So what are you really doing? You're just going. It's like a Shabbos elevator. It's a smoothing sidewalk. These are issues. Maybe one day we'll discuss that. There's an excellent article in the RJJ journal on the Shabbos elevator, all the different types of elevators and what possible prohibitions it may involve. Yeah.
How do they cater bar mitzvahs on Shabbos then?
Cater?
Yeah.
Well, what's the problem?
Cooking, right? Cooking.
No, you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. You're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. It's a matter of warming up. You're not allowed. Not allowed to cook on Shabbos. Everything by Kedah Fair Shabbos is 100% before Shabbos. Everything is fully cooked. The only shayla is warming up.
His question is, how do the waiters work on Shabbos? You're paying them for their preparation before Shabbos.
That's Schar Shabbos. So that's another issue. But the cooking, that's Malacha Deraisa. There's no question cooking cannot be done on Shabbos. Okay, let's go. Now we go to the last paragraph. Yeah.
The electric food is that they sell the error.
Yeah.
They'll only sell them in communities that have an error. That means they sell it in Florida.
You mean the Tzomet scooters?
Yeah. In Brooklyn, I don't think they'll sell it.
Even though there are three Eruvim in Brooklyn?
Yes. But in Brooklyn, because it doesn't want it.
Because they're controversial.
They don't hold from the error.
What would be the reason?
Yeah. Like a bicycle.
Eruv.
Yeah.
Make it all right.
There's no tchum. There's no chshash. You're not allowed to ride a bicycle on Shabbos. Any kli that's miyuchid for going outside the tchum is you're not allowed to use on Shabbos. That's why you're not allowed lechatchil to ride a bicycle on Shabbos. Yeah, when you have an eruv, that basically means that there is that you're all within one rishus. There is no tchum shayla because you're within one rishus.
Let's say Manhattan.
Yeah.
Happens
yeah.
So
okay, I don't know the answer. It could be it's just a chumra. It's just a political statement that they don't want people to abuse the.
Won't get
the last.
Why can't they put a smaller
area? I know, they'll put them in Cherem. Yeah. It's not good for business. It's not good for business. Okay, let's do Al Hakash Al Des Mitabasa de Pamoin. Okay, we learned yesterday to finish off these halachas that you're not allowed on Shabbos, you're not allowed to use the clapper, the banger on a door. You don't even see them anymore, these things anymore. They still have them, yeah. On the old doors. On a new door today, if you buy a new door, yeah. You buy a new door today, it's very rare you'll see someone will go and have a clapper. The old doors some years ago, built into the doors with the clappers. So you're not allowed because it's a kli that's miyuchid for making noise. You're allowed to bang on the door, but you're not allowed to use a kli that's miyuchid for making noise. L'hakish ala delos b'tabas oy b'mon, kein kos v'ramo v'yayin p'rimagodin b'shayim m'ho el yirabo t'heicha sheyesh indil kavua b'delos, there's a bell that is attached permanently to the door. So the problem over here is, let's say when you open and close the door, it's just going to sound. You have some type of chime that is attached to the door, and every time you open and close the door, it automatically causes, right, exactly, it causes it to chime. Or the shuls, every time you open up the door. You disturb everyone.
The alarm system.
That's not permitted. It has to be disconnected.
You disconnect the bell or the alarm.
If you cause an electrical circuit to go on, every
walk into the door,
yeah.
Disconnect the bell.
I don't know. But this push that it has to be disconnected on Shabbos. The chatchila, one thing, it's not disconnected. You go into a hospital. You go into a secular place. You have no choice. Then you can look for coolest. But the chatchila, the shul, I mean. But here you have a bell. So here's a very important yisoy. The kavon is not to sound the bell. So it's an important halacha. You go into a store, you go into a place where there's a little bell. It's not so common anymore to find these type of things, these chimes on the door. They're just not electronic. They're not electronic. I'm just talking about something natural. You're going to cause something to clap, to make a bell or ringle, whatever it is. As long as it's not your kavon, it's mutter. But to actually pull the string and cause it to sound, that of course is as the ayin b'tferes Yisrael. Kilkel Shabbos din hamakapatish, kalkolos yah Shabbos. Name of the sefer. Kalkol Shabbos din hamakapatish.
It's before Moed.
Shetzidei lahatir gam zekish eina yochel yikonis lebeis lebeloizes. So he's even more lenient. He holds that you're allowed to actually ring the bell, not electronic, but you're allowed to pull the string in order to cause the chime, in order to sound, in order to open the door. Beloizev ayin b'shut maharam shik. She'os limshech b'chut in bul. You're not allowed to pull the string ringing of the bell, the clapper, kidei sheyiftechu lo, they should open up. It's machlokes if this is called, I guess if this is called a klishir. Chazal will not be not allowed to sound musical instruments. You may come to fix them. Is a bell that is used to alert people that someone is at the door, is that included in the category of a musical instrument? So it appears here that there is a machlokes. That was the previous halacha. That's like a microphone. That's like a telephone. That was the whole shayla of this.
Now, we always have to, we're talking about the cameras that.
Watch
us in the streets.
Right.
What about the balabas that's in the house?
To turn it off?
No. Does he have to turn it off? Because he sees who's at the door. And if someone comes Shabbos to knock on the door, he's got interest to open it. He looks at the camera. He says, I don't want to open for this guy.
So why can't he look at it? Once already it's on, why
so
can't he look at it?
He does want it to be working on the camera. So even though it's a psych ratio for the guy who goes under the camera,
yeah,
the guy who put the camera there, wants the chavona, he wants that the camera should be open.
That might be a problem. If you really lechatchila want it, you mamish want it. Right, you can't live without the cameras. We discussed this. You can't live without the cameras. It's mutter. It's a psikresh lalichle. It's not a melacha deraisa for sure. Electronic imaging and recording. We discussed this. It's not. So what is this? This is at best a melacha derabanan and davishen mischavin. So davishen mischavin, we hold this mutter when it comes when it's ef shabin yinacher. That's why we're matter. But you're saying that you lechatchila at home you bedavka have the big screen in front of you, and when someone comes to the door and knocks on the door, you look at the screen. If I don't like him, I'm not going to open up. If I like him, we'll open up. So you're doing it the kavana. You're doing it the kavana. I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. I don't know. Yeah, you should not use it. But bottom line is you should not use the mel nagas. No. Bottom line. Even though he quotes here from the Tiferes Yisrael that says that he's matir, the Minhag Olam clearly is all of the English books that tell us the laws of Shabbos all say like the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, you should not use the metal knockers on the door. It's a kli that is meyuchad to produce sound, and that's included in the gzera of kli shir. You're not allowed to play musical instruments on Shabbos, so this is an extension of that halacha, even though it's very unlikely it's going to break and you're going to want to fix it, but still include in that halacha. Well, Shabbos clocks, you ask only for air conditioners and heavy duty utilities, but the lights he allowed. He said the lights already was accepted that it's mutter, so he's not going to make a machal. But he would originally, he say writes that he would have preferred that.
People do use it. The cameras, remember when cameras came out?
We mentioned that when cameras first came out, they came out by the Koisel Hamaravi. Goes back the surveillance cameras, only like 20 years ago.
Pictures,
right?
In the
1800s, right? So we mentioned some of these things. Right? Okay. So these are different. Okay. Let's go finish.
In Ramosha, yeah. In the sun, the air conditioner ran the whole time.
Yeah, but you know what it was on the Lower East Side, nobody paid for electricity. It was included in the rent.
Ah, so that was not a problem.
People who turned it on in May and turned it off in October. I'm not kidding.
Yeah. Like water. Water's not free anymore either now. Okay, the Ayin b'mishna bruda b'ber halacha. The Ayin b'mishna bruda b'ber halacha. The mitzadeh lahakel if ena yachol likanas lebayis mishum kivat Shabbos. The mishna bruda also is lenient. If the only way you're going to gain entry is by banging the bell, it's a bell. The clapper is no different. So then, if the only way you're going to be stuck outside, if any yachol likanas the base of b'shum kvod Shabbos, it's mutter. V'chein hel b'shut naharei afar simoin de be'es ha-hechruch, when you have no choice, it's not called a klishir. It's not a musical instrument. It's just a noisemaker. In order to make people aware that you're present, yesh lakav lavach, but if it's not necessary, you should not, you should be machmir lavach, ilo. V'im ha-pamoin mitzals l'bekoich electric. Okay, let's say it's an electric bell, like all our bells. Then, of course, then they talk about them, it's going to be osur. Ayin le'el binyin binyin I don't know what that word is. Zerim holektriki, closing or opening, whatever the different our discussion of electricity, the flow of electricity, which halacha lemaisa is aser midrabanan. All right, you know we'll stop here. I have new handouts, but we'll leave it for tomorrow. We'll stop here, fresh with the laws of We're up to the laws of Chaitzah Nachlasa.